Do it. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to kick it off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norel Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community.
Okay, and we are back. Big shout out to Norel Toyota, Fad, Keith Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norel for being our title sponsor. Thank you very much. We appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as everybody knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
You bet. So my name is Danielle Finley. And I am the owner of the Cheesecake Boutique here in Fort McMurray.
Okay, and you brought myself and Tanner. Tanner, I don't know what camera you're going to hit me with, but you brought us some gifts. I don't want to tip it, and I will eat this on air, and I'll pass it over to Tanner. But you brought us some of the treats that you make. Tanner, can you see that?
Perfectly.
There we go. Okay, so... would you recommend we start eating this now, or do we wait?
Sure, you can dive in.
So as we dive into this, please tell us how you got into this pastime of yours.
You bet. So I just enjoy baking. When I was on shift, usually on like our short change or whatever, someone would bring something in. So that's how I kind of got into things.
Okay.
And then it just happened to be that someone asked for a cheesecake for a birthday. I'm always the go-to for the friends.
Okay.
Family, I bring the goods, the goodies, the desserts.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, I want a cheesecake for my birthday. Do you think you can do that? I was like, yeah, totally. So then I just kind of started doing some research and then kind of perfected my own recipe. And then it was just such a big hit. People just started asking me, can you make me a cheesecake? And so I got a little busy. Looks like they're good.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
This is probably one of the best cheesecakes I've ever had.
Facts. Yeah. This is the cookie and cream, the one I took. Which one did you take?
I took the same as you.
Wow, this is really, really good.
I'm glad you like.
Wow. Okay, so...
this isn't even cheesecake.
No, what... yeah, I was just going to say.
This is fantastic. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. The crust is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you like.
So what is this crust?
Oreo cookie crumbs.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah. You know the show, you know the food is good when the show goes so quiet. Yeah. Holy crow.
I'm glad you like. So these ones are the bite-sized minis.
Mm-hmm.
So I make like four different sizes. So bite-sized minis. And then you know what a regular cupcake looks like. So I make that size as well. And then I make 7-inch cakes plus the 9-inch cake.
Wow. So when we first met, that is so good. I hate that we're filming and I can't eat more of these right now.
Why not?
So first of all, let's just get right into it. How can people get in contact with you to get you to make them cheesecakes?
And by people, he means us.
Yeah.
So Facebook's pretty much my go-to, or Instagram.
Okay.
My page is on there for the Cheesecake Boutique, so I can give you guys that info on how to contact me. But it's pretty much word of mouth. I don't do any advertising whatsoever.
Right.
I do work full-time, so this is more like kind of like my side hustle.
Right, right.
But I work Monday to Friday from 7 to 4, but then, of course, after my daughter's gone to bed, from 7:30 to like 11 o'clock every day, I'm baking like crazy.
Would you like... cater like weddings and or like grads or like events like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because yeah, I would recommend this for like an event.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, like if you have like a family reunion or a wedding or like this is like that quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or maybe if we throw like another banger or soiree.
Yeah, I think better probably at one of our soirees than our bangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Less eating going on at the bangers.
That's right, this is true. This is so good.
Yeah.
I'm sucking on the wrapper so I can get like every... Nah, I don't want to because I'm on film.
Yeah, but it's your show.
Yeah, fair enough.
Live your best life.
Live my best life. This is so good. So how long have you been doing this from your home?
I'm going to have another one. I kind of started in... I think it was 2017. Just as like a little hobby. And then 2018, it got a little bigger. The word of mouth kind of got out. And then, lo and behold, when we had the pandemic in 2019,
yeah,
my husband was like, who's going to want to order cheesecakes? Like, we're in lockdown. That is when I became the busiest of all.
Yeah.
Like, people were bored. Viral. They wanted to eat.
Exactly. Okay. So I came up with a little system. So I don't see anybody. It's like I'm the secret lady. But I just have a shelf outside my door. And then, you know, you pick your time. I set them out there. And then people pick them up. And, yeah, it pretty much went viral. And then it got to the point where I felt bad. I actually had to start turning a few people away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do try to accommodate, you know, my best. But where I also work full time, sometimes it could be a little hard, right? So work-life balance. But I'm always trying to come up with a new, different cheesecake recipe all the time. Something that's different, you know, that's different handcrafted. For example, I had cocktails by Boots at my house. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, his cocktails are amazing. So I had them for my husband's birthday. Mm-hmm. He handcrafted a maple bacon bourbon, like, smoked drink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I made the maple bacon candied bourbon cheesecake. So I made a big 9-inch cheesecake for everyone. And, yeah, you wouldn't think those flavors would go, but it was actually really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interrupting you for a second. I just had the Reese's Pieces. Is that what that was?
Cookies and cream.
No, no, I just had another one.
Oh, did you?
Is there a Reese's Pieces one in there? That's
yes,
what I
there
think
is.
I read.
Yeah.
Is there booze in that?
No.
Like a liqueur kind of, it tasted a little bit boozy.
Rum extract.
Mm.
Butter rum extract.
You got to eat that one.
I got to eat that one, but I'm getting distracted trying to make my questions here.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
So I got to focus.
Yeah. That was really good.
I'm glad you liked.
Oh, wow. So, listen. I'll eat the other. I'll try. There's four in there. I don't know what the other flavors were, but I tried the cookies and cream. I tried the
We got
Reese's
Score
Pieces.
And Kit Kat in here.
Score and Kit Kat.
Do it. Do it.
So good. As the show goes on, I'll eat more. Okay, so COVID was your biggest time. You're messing around with some flavors. And, like, how do you come up with these ideas when you're trying out different flavors, different recipes?
I don't just Pinterest. Just kind of do a little bit of searching.
Right.
And then seems to be like candy bar flavors seem to be like the biggest hit. I mean, yeah. I do fruit flavors too, like,
okay,
you know, like your cherry cheesecake, strawberry.
Yeah.
I started kind of indulging into the vegan. Those
what
ones are a little harder to do.
Explain that to me.
So anybody, you know, that doesn't eat dairy.
Yeah, yeah.
So those ones are a little bit harder because you don't typically put, like, you know, your other flavors in, like sour cream, et cetera. And then you got to be careful depending because people got allergies, right?
Okay.
So those are usually the people that'll order my vegan cheesecakes, or I do lactose-free and then gluten-free as well. So if you got allergies.
I have two people, one of which in this room, whose minds will be blown to find out that there is dairy-free
options.
Cheesecake.
And do they, I have to assume they taste nice.
They do. You know what? It's crazy. Depending on obviously the dairy allergy you have, but the lactose-free cream cheese is like out of this world.
Okay. Okay, very cool. Okay.
You're about to make a lot of money off of this, man.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, wow. That's incredible. So when people are trying to get in contact with you, like you said, it's all word of mouth, all through Facebook.
Yep.
Primarily that it just kind of snowballed.
Just kind of snowballed. People just, hey, I'm wondering, hey, I heard about you. I had a cheesecake at so-and-so's house. Wonder if you could make me a cheesecake. I'm like, sure, what flavor would you like?
Yeah.
And then I just got like a small list of flavors, but then, you know, I'll do the one-offs.
Right.
Like key lime pie, somebody asked me to make a key lime flavor.
Yeah.
That one went viral, so I did that for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And
Tanner's asking you all about the coconut.
The pineapple coconut is one of my favorites.
Do you do anything straight coconut?
Totally.
Awesome.
Totally do it for you.
Well, me and Ellie will fight over it. I see him eyeing me up over here for it.
Just like,
yeah. I have you on camera side-eyeing.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Side-eyeing just me like, about the coconut because we have a coconut past.
Yeah. There was a guest that brought us a bunch of chocolates one time. And I'm pretty carefree. I don't care about many things. And she's like, yeah, it's an assorted amount of chocolates. And it's like one of each. And then I was like, okay. I was like, Tanner, you can eat anything you want. Like, you go first. And not a lot of people, like, really mess with coconut right off the bat. And he's like, oh, coconut. And he said it like, oh, gross coconut. And then internally, I'm like, yes, he's not going to eat that one. And then the woman said, yeah, there's only one coconut there. And he's like, good, because that's the one I'm having. And I was like, what? And so, yeah, it's a coconut battle that we have over here.
You didn't
yeah.
share? You didn't cut it in half?
It was no, like, and it would be the wrong move. I wouldn't have shared it with him if I got my hands on it first.
It was like a one bite thing, so that's you right. can't
yeah.
split a bite.
You just gotta share.
It's like the little bite size. Yeah.
He got second pick. I didn't complain about whatever he took second.
I can assure you it was garbage in comparison. So we talked a little bit. We literally, as for everybody who knows, the power went out, so we had a good 45-minute chat downstairs. So I'm going to ask you a question that I already know, but I think the people at home might be interested in it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not born and raised in Fort McMurray like most people. However, you are from Alberta. Where are you from originally?
So I'm outside of Lloydminster, so a little town by called Kitsgatti, Alberta.
Okay.
So I lived there for most of my life and then moved to Edmonton and then ventured out here, and I've been here since 2006. This is my home. This is where I have my family.
Yeah.
It's an awesome community. I love it here.
That's awesome. So I'm always fascinated how people hear about Fort McMurray. So how did you hear about it? What got you up here? What was your origin story?
Well, I followed somebody out here. Okay. That's what a lot of people do. Yeah. Followed somebody out here. They had a job, came with them, a significant other that I was dating at the time.
Right.
And then that was it.
Okay.
And stayed here ever since. And I mean, it's so different really from my other hometown. And I love it here. It's a great community.
Right.
So
if you came up in the early 2000s, the amount of change you've seen in the community has been drastic as well, too. So
you
grew with it, right? Very cool. Now, Tanner has a segment, which I'm glad that he has, because I'm going to eat some more cheesecake while he's asking you his questions. So it's called the Mac City Minute. It's brought to you this week by McMurray Denture Center. Big shout out to McMurray Denture Center. I might need your services because I might get some cavities and I might need some new teeth. So big shout out to McMurray Denture Center for sponsoring the Mac City Minute. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is your favorite dessert that you have eaten yourself?
Ooh, I got to go with my cheesecakes. Can't really go with another dessert.
Yeah, but which one? Like, you gotta have a specific...
Ooh, specific flavor? Ooh, that's a tough one.
Your head was right in
I know.
That shot, by
I
the
know.
Way.
My yeah. bad, I noticed know. That.
Giant chocolate chip cookie dough, I think, is one of my faves.
Ooh,
that's
that would be
good.
That's
a good one, because I got a little bit of a twist on it. I put Mr. Big in there, plus some Twix, some caramel. So, I got a few different flavors.
Question number two. What is one flavor of cheesecake you make people would be surprised tastes good together?
I gotta think here.
They wouldn't be surprised that the Kit Kat is a banger.
I gotta say, that's a tough one. Trying to think of some flavors that I mixed together. I don't know. I was gonna say the key lime. You know, because a lot of people are like, kind of unsure about that, but you know what? It's a funny story. I've actually had people who are like, I brought cheesecakes to like some events, so a couple of retirement parties at work and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I don't do cheesecakes. Like, it's just not my thing. I'm not a cheesecake fan.
Right.
I'm like, no, just give it a whirl. Like, if you don't like it, totally get it, but just try it. And then I've had actually people say, wow, like I hate cheesecake, but I really, really like that.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. 100%. I'm not a big cheesecake fan, but
never.
So far you are blowing.
This is
out of water.
Like, this is the best cheesecake I've ever had. Hands down.
And like, he doesn't list the best thing he ever has lightly.
No, like facts. Thank you, Tanner. Like, I'm not BSing. Like, this is I can't even call this a cheesecake.
No, this is just a good dessert.
That's
it's
right.
Your own thing. Pick a new name.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Delicious. Sorry, man. Sorry for interrupting.
It's okay.
Hit her with another question.
The cakes are worth it. Question number three. What do you think is one thing that pairs best with cheesecake?
Oh, I know what I'd pair with it. I'll let you answer that first, and then I'll...
You're very involved in these questions, though.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess it depends what flavor you're eating, because sometimes I'll have a good Merlot. Like, I made a wicked Merlot cheesecake, and then I had a good Merlot with it.
Great.
Same with, like, the maple bacon bourbon tongue twister there.
Yeah.
The smoked cocktail, like the old fashioned with the cheesecake. So, I mean,
I was going to say bourbon. Like, I could literally, like, I'm kind of choked that I didn't. I know I have some off screen. Bourbon with this would have been
perfect.
Just the perfect.
There's more in
combo.
There.
I don't know. Okay.
Question number four. What is one childhood memory you have of dessert that you think of fondly?
I would say, I don't know what it's called. I'm still trying to figure it out because I was going to make a cheesecake like this. But I don't know if your parents ever made you that marshmallow peanut butter thing back as a kid. It's like the colored marshmallows with peanut butter. Yeah. It's like kind of moussey.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've had a few requests for that cheesecake specifically lately.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be, if you're making that, it's probably going to be great.
Mm-hmm. So. Facts.
And your final question. What is one thing about baking that you find the most rewarding for yourself?
Well, I would say, okay, this story tops the cake, so.
Nice.
I actually had a lady who ordered 2 dozen mini cheesecakes, and then about maybe 10 minutes later, she's like, I have a bit of a problem. And I was like thinking, oh, no. I'm like, what happened? I'm like, something wrong with the cheesecake? Like, what can I do? She's like, no. She's like, I ate a dozen already. Is there any chance you have more? Like, I'm literally just down the street, and I never have extras. Or when I do, and people message me for my extras, they're gone, like, in the morning. Like, I typically don't have to post, which is nice. But, yeah, I was laughing. I was like, I'll take that. It's awesome. It's awesome. So, I mean, she lucked out. I did have some more, which is rare. But, yeah, I was hilarious. Your guests might be a little miffed. You don't come home.
That's hilarious.
And those have been your 5 questions.
Listen, I think Tanner's got me on film, and like I have a face that have these huge eyebrows. I can't hide my emotions. They give me away. I just had a third one. I just finished a Kit Kat. Like we said before, you can't even classify this as cheesecake. This is really good.
When you were answering your questions, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but Elliot was having a moment with your cheesecake.
Yeah, like I'm blown away.
Like, it was something special, and I feel embarrassed to have been in the room while he was experiencing that with the cheesecake.
Yeah. It's special. Really, really good. So how did you know, like, where are you coming up with the thought process in your head that you're going to be killer at this one dessert?
I don't know. It was one night. I can't remember. I don't think it was a Friday or Saturday night. And it all started with my one girlfriend's birthday.
Yeah.
And I just kind of I stumbled upon a recipe. Mm-hmm. There's like cupcake cheesecakes. And I was like, And I just kind of, I followed the recipe at first. And I was like, no, I can totally make this better.
Right.
And I just started kind of perfecting it. It took me like, a month or so to finally get it to where I needed it to be. Mm-hmm. And then now I've got my recipe like down pat. It's in my head. I don't have it written anywhere.
Yeah, good for you. Don't.
So it's going to my grave unless my daughter wants to continue.
Right.
On the business, but lots of people ask me, hey, can I get the recipe? I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't give it to anybody. Not even, like, my husband has it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised you don't have to advertise. No. Like, it is that good.
This is like Hershey's.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
So, how much does this cost? Like, this is going to be a problem.
So, typically, what I do is, so for like a dozen mini bite-sized cheesecakes, I charge $30. But then I also have like the specialty flavors where I'll charge $40.
Okay.
So specialty flavors are like Easter. I do like Cadbury mini eggs. That's right. My biggest seller.
Okay.
Christmas time, I got a sugar cookie flavor. I got a candy cane flavor. I've got Bailey's. What else did I do?
Sugar cookie, and you're loving the Bailey's.
What's gonna be the problem here is that how many flavors you have, and there's two of us, so we're gonna end up having to get like two of your everything platter.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to step up my running game because of you.
You're gonna have to get lactose pills.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it's so good. So yeah, you got so it just snowballs. It's just a snowball effect.
Yeah, just kind of. I was shocked. So I had a few people who had that cheesecake, and then they requested it, and I was like, okay, right on. I'll keep on going. And then I just really love to bake, and it's something that I like to do.
Great.
And, I had a few mishaps in there trying to try different flavors and whatnot, but I think I got it down pat now.
Sweet. Well, listen, we already talked for 45 minutes. Tanner just hit me with the watch. He says we're done. So that means we're done for time. We will talk more, so for the studio, or for the audience, not the studio audience, for the audience at home, I do apologize, you're going to miss the after hours. But listen, we're done, so before we cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug, so you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. I'm glad you guys enjoyed the cheesecakes. I know you're not going to be able to drive home because you'll be in a cheesecake comatose.
There you go. There we go. So your shout outs to us. That's a first. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And the only other thing I got is for my Father's Day special, which is coming up, June 19th, I think.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Horrible at the calendars. I'm making my mini bite-sized cheesecakes with maple bacon bourbon, so those are going to be really good.
Okay, I think I know what I'm getting for Father's Day this year. All right, well, thank you so much for coming. Please, please, please feel free to come back again and again and again.
Father's Day is June 19th.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you back again. I know you'll be back again, maybe with or without the cameras on, but it'll be a good time.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely be back.
Cool. Awesome. Excited. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Do appreciate it. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, and for the Mac City Minute sponsor, McMurray Denture Center. We appreciate your guys' ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, peace. Guys, Karam here with McMurray Denture Center. A lot of people are surprised to hear this, but I'm born and raised here. So is this company. We're local, just like you. Come on in. We'll help you out.